Written, written, now I must, from worldly pleasures unto dust, for death a fatal stroke will give. I have not many days to live. Out of the world I now must go, in melting sorrow, grief, and woe. My latter minutes now I spend, knowing I did the Lord offend. By living here at such a rate, regarding not a future state, till now the fatal hand of death is come to snatch my vital breath. Elizabeth, my lawful wife, come see the period of my life, and don't revile me when I'm dead, although a sinful life I led. Regard my dying words, I pray, if you have any love this day. Though I have been unkind to thee, yet let us part in charity. This on a dying bed I crave, deny me not, but let me have the grant of such a small request, or let me ashes lie at rest. Good Lord, to thee I make my moan, O mollify his heart of stone, that with repenting tears I may labor to wash my sins away. On thee alone I do rely, be pleased then to cast an eye of pity on my sad distress, who does in grief my sins confess. Day after day, year after year, I took delight in folly here, and never thought upon the grave the portion which all men must have. From place to place I travelled still, my bags with cursed gold to fill, in which no solid joys I find, for I must leave it all behind. Repentance I regarded not, I laboured for I know not what, except it was to satisfy a craving heart and greedy eye. Even society, I find, has caused me much grief of mind. Would I had never been drawn aside from she who is my lawful bride. Yet nevertheless, without delay, upon my pillow night and day, for all my sins in tears I'll grieve, in hopes of pardon to receive. For God is merciful and just, in him alone I'll put my trust. He will not leave me comfortless, although I did his laws transgress. I'll wrestle for the blessing still, and then at length perhaps he will vouchsafe to speak a word of peace, which will my perfect joys increase. The latter minutes in my glass, from grace to glory, let which time or death shall ne'er destroy. You that my dying words may hear, take care and be not too severe in judging me when I am gone, for that belongs to God alone. Farewell the world, my friends, adieu. This day I take my leave of you. Then did he turn his head aside, and with a sigh or two he died. In Reading many years he dwelt, yet nevertheless at length he felt the pangs of death in London town. Within those walls his son went down. His travels there was at an end, his soul to God he